Good evening, and I got an erev Rosh Chodesh. Tomorrow night is Rosh Chodesh Kislev. This Shabbos is the first Shabbos in the month of Kislev, which is Parshas Toldos. Toldos is usually read in the month of Kislev, or I'll call Panim, it's Mevarchim HaChodesh Kislev. So certainly this Shabbos, this Parsha, has to do with Kislev, the upcoming month, which contains the Yom Tov of Chanukah, although towards the end of the month, but it's already included in Rosh Chodesh. There's a pasuk in Yirmiyah, Kapitel Lamed Vav, pasuk Tes, where the Torah says that Yirmiyah, where the Navi says that Yirmiyah was Geizer Tainis on Rosh Chodesh Kislev, V'Chodesh Hatshii Korut Soim. Ramaylach Biedemann Shlita, in his essays and the Kuntresim that come out for Shabbos, brings from a old Rashi, that we don't have this Rashi in the Navi, but there's a Pirush Yoshan, where Rashi says that it was Rosh Chodesh Kislev, and that Rosh Chodesh Kislev is Mesugal for Tshuva, more so than even all the other months. Even though every Rosh Chodesh, we say in Davening, Zman Kapara, in Musaf Rosh Chodesh, we say that Rosh Chodesh is a Zman Kapara L'chol Toldoisam, Usiriz Mechod L'chatas L'Hashem. So every Rosh Chodesh is Kapara. Rosh Chodesh Kislev is unique. And he quotes, he brings a story from Rabbi Aaron of Chernobyl, who they say, that's what he says, that's what he tells us, he's reliable, that he had a dream on Rosh Chodesh Kislev, and he was told that the reason why Rosh Chodesh Kislev is more mesugal to tshuva than any other Rosh Chodesh is because it encompasses, it contains the entire Kislev, including Chanukah. And since Chanukah, as it's been revealed in recent years, is the Gemar HaChasima, the Gemar HaChasima Toiva of Yom Kippur, and Chanukah is a Yom Tif in which everyone has a tikkun, as we'll soon explain. Therefore, Rosh Chodesh Kislev is mesugal for tshuva, even more so than other Rosh Chodesh. So Rosh Chodesh Kislev is upon us, and this Shabbos we read Parshas Toldos. Now there are many questions that we'll try to get to tonight about the Parsha and about the Yom Tif of Chanukah and try to connect the two, that requires some clarification, some hesber, and there are many, many different interpretations to these questions and different answers and different schools of thought. But we'll focus on one idea, basically, especially in because of recent events, recent discussions, recent debates concerning Acheinu B'nai Yisrael, no matter what level of religiosity. And that is, we begin first with the first pasuk of the parasha of Ve'ela Toldos Yitzchak ben Avraham, and Rashi tells us, Yaakov ve'Esav ha'amurim b'parasha, that the toldos that we're talking about here in this pasuk are referring to Yaakov and Esav that will be discussed later on. Because right away, the pasuk first talks about Yitzchak marrying Rivka, and then Yitzchak and Rivka davening to Hashem for children, and the difficult pregnancy, and so on. So it doesn't say right away who the children are. That's how most Pashtonei HaMikra, Pashtonei Rashi explained. That Rashi is telling you it's Yaakov and Esav that will be discussed later on. They are the toldos that this pasuk is referring to. Similar to Parshas Noach, that also begins, Ve'ela toldos Noach. And then it says, Noach ish tzadik. So Rashi tells you there that Hoyl v'hiskirai sipe b'shvachai, or Ika toldos sem shel tzadikim masim toivim, because it doesn't tell you right away who they were. Although in the next pasuk it says already that Noach had three sons. Here it's a little later on. The question that's asked here, the Karen Ledovit asks this question, we've been quoting recently, other Sifrei Kodesh, how could Esav be considered Toldos Yitzchak? The Gemara tells us in the Dorim Daf Lamed Aleph, where it talks about someone who makes a neder from Arlei Yisrael or Mulei Akum, that Esav is not considered Mizera Yitzchak. As the pasuk says, we learned it a few weeks ago. Ki bi Yitzchak yikarei lecha zora, bi Yitzchak veloi kol Yitzchak. Only part of Yitzchak is Zera Avraham, Zera Yitzchak, and that's of course Yaakov, as we say on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Okay, that's Yitzchak lezaroi hayoyim tiska. We're referring to Yaakov. We're not referring to Esav. Esav lecha'ira is not part of Zera Yitzchak. So how come Rashi tells us ve'ela tol dois? Although it is plural, true, it's plural. But it includes Esav, so that would indicate that Esav is Mizera Yitzchak, and he is part of Am Yisrael to some degree, and he's considered Toldos Yitzchak. How do we fit that with that which the Gemara says, Ki bi Yitzchak, veloi kol Yitzchak? A major question that is asked, everyone asks this question when you learn this parasha, and you can't not ask this question, about Yehav Yitzchak es Esav kitzayit befiv. Yitzchak loved Esav, for he brought him food. That's what the literal understanding of the pasuk is. As Rashi quotes the Targum, Arim Yitzayidei Hava Ochil. Mind-boggling. How could it be that Yitzchak Avinu, Yitzchak, the only one, who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is miyached shmoi olav, even when he's still alive, as we'll see in next week's parasha, Elokei Avi Yitzchak, even though, as the pasuk says, in Eiv, hein b'kadoshav lo yamin, Yitzchak was different. Kohu einav, kolu babayis, harehu kemes, v'yetzahara posak mimenu. Yitzchak was on a totally different level, even higher in that respect than Avraham and Yaakov. They were never zeicha that Hashem should say Elokei on them while they were still alive. Only Yitzchak. And Yitzchak doesn't know that Esav was a Rasha. Vayehav Yitzchak es Esav. There were tzaddikim recently, not even long ago, who when you went into the room, they knew everything about you. So Yitzchak Avinu, from the Avos HaKadoshim, doesn't know who Esav is. Vayehav Yitzchak es Esav. And especially, what kind of reason is that? Kitzayit b'fiv? Yitzchak's into eating? Yitzchak is mufshat from Gashmias. He was niskadesh ka'ayla b'har ha'moiriyah. He couldn't marry a shivcha. He couldn't leave Eretz Yisrael. That's how holy Yitzchak is. So Yitzchak's not into eating. And what does the pasuk mean? That he loves Esav kitzayit b'fiv. How can that be? And there are many, many interpretations given to answer this question, because this is a very, very obvious question. And we'll focus on one idea, as we'll soon go into. Another major question in this parasha is the brachos, the way the brachos were given, which is mind-boggling too. How could it be that the brachos had to be given in such a roundabout way, in l'cha'ira, a matter of deceit, a deceitful way? Yaakov has to lie, it seems, and say, Anoichi Esav b'chayrecha. He has to wear Esav's clothes. And Rivka has to tell him, if not, the Esav would have got the bracha. Like, what's going on here? Why couldn't it just be very simple that Yitzchak knows who Yaakov is, and he knows how great Yaakov is, and he gives him the brachas straight, and not thinking that it's Esav, and Yaakov has to steal the brachas. The Ran in the drushas Haran, gives an answer that this is, of course, where anti-Semitism begins. The root of anti-Semitism is in this week's parasha. We hear a lot about anti-Semitism lately, and this is where it is. It's here. Vayistoim Esav es Yaakov al habrocha asher berchei oviv. Esav hates Yaakov, because Yaakov took away the bracha. This is why. This is where the hatred began. And says the Ran that Hashem wanted it to be that way, and that there should be an animosity between these two brothers forever, so that the two don't join, they don't mingle, they don't assimilate. This was all part of the Hashgacha HaElyona, to keep us away from the Goyim. It was part of Hashem's plan, because when we assimilate and when we mix, that's when all the tzaras begin. So therefore there was that hatred way back from here. Had it not been that way, if Yaakov would have got the brachas, because Yitzchak wanted to give it straight to Yaakov, so Esav never would have hated him for taking away the brachas, which were not supposed to be his. But in this case, they were supposed to be his. But that doesn't answer the question, how is it shaykh that Yitzchak doesn't know who Esav is, and Yitzchak is giving a bracha to Esav, and it has to be taken away in a roundabout way? How could it be then that Yaakov got the brachas if it was deceitful? It wasn't even really the way it should be. It wasn't emes. This is a question that's been bothering all the Mefarshim throughout the ages. And many, many answers have been given. And the obvious question here, too, is that Yaakov had to dress up. Yaakov is masquerading as Esav in order to receive these brachas, which in itself is a very deceitful thing, that he should be wearing Esav's clothes in order to receive the brachas from Yitzchak Avinu requires an explanation. This coming week, we begin Rosh Chodesh, right now, tomorrow night, we begin Rosh Chodesh Kislev, the upcoming Yom Tov of Chanukah. Chanukah is unique, and as we spoke here many, many times, that Chanukah is the Yom Tov that was instituted by Chazal, that we light the menorah on the left side of the doorway. That's the halacha. Ner Chanukah mismoil, as the Gemara says in Shabbos Chof Beis, in the sugya of Chanukah, and that's how we paskin, although it's a machloikas. And we light the menorah Al Pesach Beisayim Yibachutz, outside, L'chadchila, it's supposed to be outside, facing outside, or outside Mamish. Mishetishka HaChama, after the sun sets, and below 10 Tfachim. There is no other mitzvah that is performed that way. We know that we do things with the right hand, and we turn to the right, called Pinay Shata, Pinay Lehu El Derech, Yamin, as the Gemara says in Yuma and in Zvachim and in various places. And yet here, we're looking for the left. That's what we want to light the menorah, on the left side. True, mezuzah miyamin, ner Chanukah mesmoil. But the ner Chanukah is on the left and below 10, whereas the Gemara says in Sukkot Daf Hey, the Shekhinah never went below 10 tefachim. So we're lighting the menorah where there's no Shekhinah l'chayr, where the Shekhinah doesn't come down. The Shekhinah only goes till 10 tefachim, not below 10 tefachim. We're lighting it outside, which is the Gevul of Tumah, the Gevul of the Sitra Achra, the Gevul of Esav, as we read this week. Vayhi Esav Yoidei Atzayit Ish Sodeh, while Yaakov stays indoors, Yoshev Eholim, Esav goes outdoors. So he's the outside man, the man who goes outside, and that's where we're lighting the menorah. And when it's dark, when it's nighttime, Mishatishka Hachama, when Bois Sirmois Kol Chaisa Yar, when all the Klipois and the Sitra Achra come out, that's what nighttime symbolizes, Vayhi Erev, nighttime, confusion. Why was Chanukah instituted that way? Why is this mitzvah so unique, so different? We also like, we begin on the second half of the month when the moon is in concealment mode, as mentioned many, many times. So perhaps tonight, a different Hesber, which will also explain the connection to the parasha. The Gemara in Shabbos that begins the sugya of Chanukah, the Gemara tells us that Rav Huna said that the Neirois, the Psilois, and the Shmanim that we light, that we're not supposed to light on Shabbos, you're not supposed to use them for Chanukah either. But the Psak is, as the Gemara says in Shabbos, Chafal of Amad Beis, right at the beginning of where the Gemara talks about Chanukah for the first time, that Neirois, Psilois, Shmanim, Ein Madlikin Bahen B'Shabbos, Madlikin Bahen B'Chanukah, wicks that cannot be used on Shabbos, may be used on Chanukah, because Kofsa ein zakek lo, and Asal ish tamish lo'ayir, as the Gemara over there says. Why is that the first sugya of the halachas of Chanukah? Before even the Gemara telling us what Chanukah is all about, the Gemara doesn't even tell us what it is until later, and how that it's in increase mode, decrease mode, the time, the place. Why does the Gemara talk first about the psilais and the shmanim before introducing us to the Yom Tov? And why is that the first halacha? The fact that that's the first halacha that the Gemara talks about when talking about Chanukah indicates that that's the prime, that's the most important idea of Chanukah. And understanding that helps us understand what Chanukah is all about. So what exactly is that? We know that this parasha is a parasha of bracha. The word bracha is mentioned in this parasha probably more times than any other parasha, over 30 times. And every aliyah contains a bracha. In parashas Toldos, the sixth parasha of Chumash, there's in every aliyah a bracha, especially the bracha hayadua v'yitan l'cho ha'elikim mital ha'shamayim, which is the bracha that Yitzchak is giving Esav, thinking it's Esav, but giving to Yaakov. This bracha that we just asked about, where many say these psukim every Motzei Shabbos v'yitan l'cho ha'elikim, and this bracha is what Rivka desired that Yaakov take away from Esav and make sure that Esav doesn't get this bracha. As the pasuk says, Birchais Avicha, Parshas Vayechi, Gavru al Birchais Hoirai at Tavas Givais Oilam. And according to Wamshat and Rashi, Tavas Givais Oilam means the desire of the Imahis, the desire of Rivka was to make sure that that bracha doesn't fall into the hands of Esav. So this was the ultimate bracha, this was the major bracha. V'yitan l'cho es Birchais Avraham, l'cho ulezaracha itach. This bracha, V'yitan l'cho Elohim, is what it's all about. And therefore, it's interesting to note, or let's try to understand, why this bracha starts with a vav, ve'yitain l'cha, and Rashi says, yitain v'yachzar v'yitain. He gives, and he will continue to give, which indicates that this is a bracha in increments. It starts off a little, then more, why is this bracha that way? Why isn't the bracha, yitain l'cha elekim ital ha'shamayim, all at once, you should have tal and shmishmani ha'oretz, V'rev Dagon V'sirosh, and so on. What's the Yitain V'yachzor V'yitain? And why is this bracha said with the Shem Elohim, which is the Shem of Tzimtzum, the Shem of Din? Why didn't it say V'yitain L'cha Hashem, Yudkei Vavkei, the Shem of Rachamim, the Shem of Lamailim and Hateva, Elohim, L'cha Eir Elohim, B'gematria Hateva? That's not the Shem that is associated with Ribui, that's the Shem that is associated with Tzimtzum. Why is that the name that's used here? So perhaps we can explain all of this based on a amazing piece from the Rav Meir Pramishlana in a sefer called Divrei Meir. There's a sefer called Divrei Meir. I have a copy of it here. It's not really, probably not possible to buy the sefer now, but this sefer, which has in it Divrei Torah from Rav Meir Pramishlana, has an amazing vart here, which actually is also mentioned in other sforim, similar, but not exactly as clear as here. And here, Rav Meir Pramishlana says the following, concerning the Vayehav Yitzchak es Esav Kitzayit Befiv, he asks this question, how can it be that Yitzchak loved Esav? How can it be that Yitzchak didn't know? How can it be that because of food he loves Esav? The whole pasuk, which requires explanation. He says, "Val pipshuta divrei hakosif tatzilena oznei ha'ish." It's like mind-boggling. How could a ish kadosh ki Yitzchak avinu shekiyem kol ha'tayra kula love Esav because he gave him food? And the divrei chazal gamheim lepele, that according to the other pshat in Rashi, that tzayid means that he fooled him, that he would ask questions to Yitzchak to make it sound like he's so religious. He would ask, do you have to give Meister on Tevin, on Melach? But Yitzchak didn't know that. Yitzchak didn't know we're dealing with a faker. So he was able to fool him. So he quotes, he brings here from the Ber Mayim Chaim. The Ber Mayim Chaim was the Rebbe, it seems, of the Rav Meir Pramishlana. And Rav Feivish of Brodzhin, never heard of this individual, but obviously a very holy man. And he quotes, he brings down that the Ber Mayim Chaim had a child that was off the derech. OTD, or whatever off the derech meant in those days. But he was not following in the path of the tzaddikim of that generation. He wasn't following in the path of the Ber Mayim Chaim. And even so, the Ber Mayim Chaim kept him home, fed him, bought him clothes, did everything that he needed. In other words, he wasn't kicked out of the house. And every single morning he brings here, when he was Reb Chaim Chernovitz, the Ber Mayim Chaim would get up in the morning, before he would daven, he would say a special tefillah to Hashem, and he would say, "Rabbeinu Shalom, look what I am doing with my child. Even though my child is not b'derech hayosher, I love him anyway, and I do everything for him, and I'm only human. It says, certainly you, Avinu Avaracham, and Toivu Meitiv Rav Chesed, certainly you should conduct yourself with your children that way, that even if your children are not doing what they're supposed to, you as a father have pity on them and love them and give them everything that they need, and learn from me, Rabbeinu Shloilem." That's what he quotes, this story from the Ber Mayim Chaim. So the Rebbeya Pramishlana quotes this Gemara in Shabbos, Pei Tesha Medbeis. We mentioned this Gemara many times, a very, very pleiadic Gemara, where the Gemara says, Omer Av Shmuel Ban Achmeni, Omer Av Yoynes, Anay Dechsiv, Ki Ato Avinu, Ki Avraham, Lo Yidah Onu, Vi Yisrael, Lo Yakireinu, Ato Hashem Avinu, Gealeinu, Be'olam Shemecha, Lo Osid Lovay, who knows, maybe right now, right before Mashiach comes, HaKadosh Baruch was going to say to Avraham Avinu, Banecha Chatuli, your children have sinned to me. What should I do? And Hashem doesn't say my children, he says your children. So Avraham says, Ribbono Shel Olam, Yimachu al Kedush HaShemecha. If need be, then erase them, annihilate them. Appeal it, Avraham Avinu would say that. Yimachu. So Amal, he says, I'm going to speak to Yaakov about this, because Yaakov had Sar Gidl Abanim. I'm sure he won't say what you said. Maybe he'll have a little more pity. So he goes to Yaakov Avinu, and he says, Banecha Chotu. So what does he say? The same thing that Yaakov said. Yimochu al Kedush HaShemecha. So he says, Loi besavi time of a lebedar deki eitz. I'm not going to the old man, I'm not going to the young one. I'll go to the one in the middle. He goes to Yitzchak Avinu. The Yitzchak, the most unlikely one that you would think that would be the one being Melamed Schuz. Yitzchak was Pachad, Gevura, Din. He's the one who saves the day. So Yitzchak says to Hashem, they're my children? They're not your children? Yitzchak sounds like he's talking chutzpah to Hashem. Banai v'loi banecha? What's this? Your children? They're yours. They're not my. They're your children. B'shoshek dimu l'fanecha nasa l'nishma. You called them b'ni b'chayri. And now you're telling me they're my children, they're not yours. And then Yitzchak makes a whole cheshbon over here. How long does a person live? A person lives 70 years. Subtract 20, because until Chof, you're not a Ben Einish. So that's left with 50. Half of that is nighttime. People are sleeping, eating, going to the bathroom. How many years does a person really sin anyway? For that, you're getting so angry. And if that's so difficult, I'll take half. So Yitzchak is Melamed Tzchus. And then we tell him, Ato Avinu. And then Yitzchak says to us, why are you praising me? Praise Hashem. An amazing Gemara here, a very difficult Gemara here to understand why Yitzchak was the only one who seemed to have the gall to say to Hashem, what? They're my children, they're not yours. Says Rameyah Pramashlana, based on this that we just said, that this is the answer. Because Yitzchak loved Esav. Yitzchak loved his son, the sinner. So Yitzchak therefore tells Hashem, I can say this to you. I'm not a hypocrite. I love my child, even though he was a sinner. So you, Ribbono Shel Olam, should also love Klal Yisrael despite that they sin. So that's what Yitzchak is saying to Hashem. They're not mine. They're your children. You said, Bonim Atem LaHashem Elokeichem. The Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chaf Hei, when it talks about Rosh Chodesh, Eilehem Mikroei Kodesh Asher Tikru Oysam, Al Tikri Oysam Ela Atem. The Gemara says, Atem Afilu Shoigigim, Atem Afilu Mutoin, and according to one Girsa, Atem Afilu Mezidin, even if the Bezdin erred deliberately, and inadvertently, certainly. The Psak Din holds, and the month is Me'ubar, the Chodesh is Me'ubar. We learn that from the word Atem. So the Pshischa once said, or the Lublina, many of the great tzaddikim said, Banim atem l'Hashem aleikechem, atem no matter what, afilu mutoyin, afilu mezidin, afilu shoygin, or as Rabbi Meir says, Banim atem l'Hashem aleikechem, afilu banim ashchisim, bein kachlu, bein kachatem kruyim banim. Let's hear do it if the Rashba says that the halach is like Rabbi Meir. We are Hashem's children. And Hashem therefore says, Yitzchak to Hashem should never ever refer to them as anyone else's children. Says Rav Meir Pamishlani, he says, that's put out in the Pasuk. V'ayehav Yitzchak es Esav, ki tzayid befiv. Yitzchak loved Esav, so that this will be used as bait, tzayid, as bait, later on, when Klal Yisrael is going to be in a precarious situation, in a dangerous situation, where it's going to, chas v'sholem, look like that we deserve annihilation. Yitzchak's going to be able to use this as bait, because he loved Esav. He loved Esav, even though Esav was a Rasha, and therefore he says to Hashem, you should love Klal Yisrael, even though they didn't necessarily do what you wanted from them, and Chas v'Shalom, it should not be Yimachu al Kedushas Shemecha, you should be Meichel them, you should accept their tshuva, and so on. So this is an amazing piece from Rav Meir Pramishlana, which I think could explain a lot of what's going on here. And that is, there's Yaakov and there's Esav, as two individuals, but there are also Jews that are considered Yaakov, and there are Jews that are like Esav. In the Haftarah we read from Malachi, where Malachi says in the name of Hashem, Ohafti eschem omar Hashem. Hashem says, I love you. And the pasuk continues, Haloi och Esav li Yaakov. But Esav is Yaakov's brother. Nu'um Hashem. Va'oihav es Yaakov yes Esav sarnesi. And as Mefarshim explained, that even when it looks like Esav and Yaakov are the same, Haloi och Esav li Yaakov, that there are those Jews who unfortunately fall prey to Esav, that are in the domain of Esav, on the left, outside, below 10 Tfachim, where Esav rules. Nevertheless, va'oihav es Yaakov es Esav sarnesi. That Hashem loves Yaakov and he hates Esav. In other words, Vayehav Yitzchak es Esav. Yitzchak loved those neshamas of those that are like Esav, es Esav, those that want to be mischaber with Esav. But not only that, the Ber Moshe writes, the Ozhar Rebbe brings from the Rama Mipano that Rabbi Akiva, we know, is a descendant of Esav. Rabbi Akiva, who the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Peivav, V'chulu alibi de Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is the Mora, the Moshe Rabbeinu of Torah Shebal Peh. Moshe Rabbeinu was the dean, the Rosh Yeshiva of Torah Shebiksav, and Rabbi Akiva is the dean of Torah Shebal Peh. V'chulu alibi de Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is a descendant of Esav. How could that be? Not only Rabbi Akiva. Shmaya v'Avtalion were descendants of Esav. Rabbi Meir was a descendant of Esav. As they bring next week in the parasha, next week when Yaakov was afraid to kill Esav, Ayira Yaakov Ma'od Vayetzer Loi. The pasuk said, Rashi brings that he was afraid that he might get killed. And Shema Yaroig es Acherim, who's Acherim? The Gemara says Acherim, that's Rabbi Meir. So he was afraid to kill Esav, so then Rabbi Meir was called Acherim, won't come out of him. So many great Tanoim came out of Esav. Because in Esav there are Nitzutzei Kedusha. Esav, after all, was born to Yitzchak. who was born to Avraham after Avraham became Avraham. As we say in the first pasuk, Ve'elah told us Yitzchak ben Avraham. Avraham hoiled us Yitzchak, unlike Yishmael, who was born when Avraham was Avram. That was before the Brit. So Yishmael is not part of Am Yisrael at all. Esav, the Gemara in Kedushin, refers to him as a Yisrael Mummer. Esav has the din, really, of Yisrael. And from Esav came great people, great Nitzutzos, Gerim, as we mentioned there from the Chidah, that Gerim don't come from Yishmael, but they do come from Esav. So in Esav, there are Nitzutzos Kedusha that are trapped. And that's who Yitzchak loves. Vayehav Yitzchak es Esav. Esav is Rosh HaTevis, Akiva, Shmaya, Ve'avtalyim. He loves that who comes out of Esav. He loves the Nitzutzos Kedusha that are trapped in Esav. Tzayid, Bepiv. And he loves those Jews that unfortunately look like Esav. When we say Yaakov ve'Esav ha'amurim b'parsha ve'elah told us Yitzchak, which refers to Yaakov and Esav, that means there are tzaddikim, Yaakov, and then there are those that are like Esav, unfortunately. And they are also part of Am Yisrael, and no one should ever say that they're not. And especially in a generation like ours, when Rubam kekulam atinoikos shenishbu. And it's for those Yidin, it's for those Jews that look like Esav that unfortunately fell into the trap of the Sitra Achara that Chanukah was instituted. We know that the Yom Tov of Chanukah was the last Yom Tov ever given to Klal Yisrael. Chanukah is the Gemar HaChasima, as the Sifrei Kodesh, particularly the Sifrei Talmidei HaBaal Shem Tov, revealed to us based on an Ari HaKodesh, that Chanukah is the Gemar HaChasima for those who were not able to make it Yom Kippur, or even Hoshana Rabbah. There's a grace period that they have Chanukah. Those neshamas that Shabbos doesn't affect, that Yom Kippur doesn't affect even, that Hoshana Rabbah doesn't, they have a tikkun on Chanukah. That's why the Yom Tov was instituted, dafka in the domain of Esav. Those Jews that are in Esav's domain, that are finding themselves on the left side, Ner Chanukah Mismoil. Those that are outside, like Esav, the Yodei Tzayit Ish Sada, below 10 Tfachim, those that are on the floor where the Shechina doesn't rest, at night, Mishatishka Hachama, that they too can have a tikkun, that they also can be elevated. Yitzchak loved Esav, the Ahava that Yitzchak had for Esav created the Yom Tov of Chanukah. Yitzchak, says the Chassam Sofer, is Torah Shebaal Peh. The Chassam Sofer says it in a tshuva, and it's also quoted by many of his Talmidim and scattered throughout his Sforim, that the difference between Avraham and Yitzchak is Avraham is Torah Shebiksav and Yitzchak is Torah Shebaal Peh. And he bases this on by the Akedah. We mentioned on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, as mentioned before, the Akedah's Yitzchak Lezaroi Hayoim Tizkor. Why do we mention Yitzchak and not Avraham? He says that in a certain way, Yitzchak's adherence here was greater than Avraham, because Avraham heard it straight from Hashem's mouth. He heard it from Hashem. By him it was Torah Shebiksav. Yitzchak heard it from Avraham. So Yitzchak, why is Yitzchak fulfilling that which Avraham tells him to come with him to the Akedah? Because it's Torah Shebaal Peh. Because it's Emunah and Torah Shebaal Peh. For Avraham it was Torah Shebiksav. He heard it straight from Hashem. Yitzchak is Torah Shebaal Peh. And there are many rayas to this, that Yitzchak is associated with Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh is Chanukah. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Torah Shebaal Peh. As many say, is hinted in the Gemara, my Chanukah, the Tonu Rabbanon. Chanukah is Tonu Rabbanon. Chanukah is Torah Shebaal Peh. The Greeks, the Yevonim and the Mesiavnim wanted us to forget. What do you forget? You don't forget Torah Shebiksav, because Torah Shebiksav is written. The only thing that one can forget when it comes to Torah is Torah Shebaal Peh. L'hashkicham Torah Secha. And that was the time, that era was when Torah Shebaal Peh was beginning to be nispashate, and they were trying to destroy the whole concept of Torah Shebaal Peh. They didn't believe in Torah Shebaal Peh. That's why there were Tzedukim and Baisusim at that time. They didn't accept Torah Shebaal Peh. So the Yom Tov of Chanukah was the revitalization of Torah Shebaal Peh. From then on, Torah Shebaal Peh became this chazek through the Chashmeinoyim. Torah Shebaal Peh was given tremendous chizik with the Yom Tov of Chanukah. Reb Tzadok HaKohen elaborates a lot in his Sforim that if not for Chet, we wouldn't need Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh is because of Chet. Based on the Gemara in the Dorim Chav Beis, the Gemara says, Ki b'roiv chokhma roiv koas, that ilulei chotu Yisrael, if the Jews did not sin, they only would have received chamishachum shei Torah v'sefer Yehoshua she'erko shel Yisrael hi. The entire Torah Shebaal Peh would have been just included in Torah Shebiksav. The fact that there is a ribuy of Torah Shebaal Peh all came about because of Chet. The more Chet, the more Torah we need. And throughout the generations, Torah Shebaal Peh keeps on becoming revealed and increasing more and more and more, like V'yitain, Yitain, V'yachzor, V'yitain. It's Hoysofa after Hoysofa after Hoysofa, Gzeres derabbanan, Yud Gimel Midas Shatayrin, the Dreshes Behain. There's no end to it. Arucham Eretz Mido, Rechavim Iniyam. Unlike Torah Shebiksav, which there's a limit to it. It has a certain amount of psukim. You can't add psukim to the Torah. Chamishachim Shei Torah, even Tanakh, there's a certain amount of psukim, and that's it. There's obviously endless interpretations, but Torah Shebiksav is to a certain degree finite. While Torah Shebaal Peh is infinite, Torah Shebaal Peh, Arucham Eretz Mido, Rechavim Iniyam. It's one Hoysofa after another, and we see today that there are more Sfarim today in Torah Shebaal Peh than there ever were. And in every generation, there were more Hoysofas in Torah Shebaal Peh. As the generations got less and got lower and lower in Kedusha, they needed more Torah Shebaal Peh. So Torah Shebaal Peh is an indication of the fact that the generation has fallen, that we need more Torah to help us get out of Chet. The Torah Shebaal Peh was necessary because of Chet, and Chanukah was a Yom Tov that came about after a generation that really didn't deserve it at all. We see the difference between Chanukah and Purim. Purim came about because we deserved it. We had 3 days of fasting, 3 days of doing tshuva, tzumu alai, v'al toichlu, v'al tishtu, shloishes yamim, laila v'yoyim, and we were zeichet to Purim. Chanukah was not, there was no massive tshuva going on. We don't find there was any fasting going on, as the Sefer called Siach Yitzchak quoted here, probably once or twice, that says when the Gemara says, "B'chafei b'chislev yomei de Chanukah tamanya inan deloyle mispad b'hoinu deloyle hisanoa b'hoin," literally meaning that Chanukah is a time we do not eulogize, we don't fast. So the Siach Yitzchak said is also telling us that Chanukah did not come about because of fasting; it didn't come about because of tshuva. That means Klal Yisrael were on a very, very low level; they didn't deserve it. But Hashem had rachmanis on us anyway, and He gave us the Yom Tov of Chanukah. That even those who don't want to do tshuva, even though that they should also be nesoira to do tshuva, even tinoikas shenishbu, even those who have fallen so far, so low, that they find themselves on the left and outside and below ten tefachim, that they also should have an aliyah. And perhaps this is why it was necessary that Yaakov look like Esav when he's receiving the brachas. The Keren LeDavid actually says this on the pasuk, Bo'achicha b'mirma. That even if Chas v'Shalom ain oisim ritzoinai shel mokoim, even if Klal Yisrael are not doing the will of Hashem, bein kachu bein kach nikru ubonim, and he quotes the pasuk in the Haftarah as mentioned before, I'll have to ask Hamar Hashem, that this is unconditional love, not for a reason. In other words, if Yaakov would have got the brachas because Yaakov deserves it, then that would mean the brachas are only when we deserve it. Even though it does say, v'yitan l'chah ha'alekim, that it's alpik din, as Rashi brings, that you do have to deserve it in a certain way, that's true. There is such a thing as schar v'oynish. We're not negating that. But that concept of tikkun, which this bracha brought about tikkun, that anyone can have a tikkun, that anyone who wants can do tshuva, that anyone who wants can be zeicha to bracha, is what the fact that Yaakov receives this bracha really wrongly. He's not the one who's supposed to be getting the bracha. In fact, Yitzchak doesn't have him in mind. So l'chayra, how does this bracha work? The intention was Esav, and yet it's Yaakov who's getting the bracha. So the kavana wasn't the right person. So the bracha shouldn't be chal at all. And Yaakov is dressed up. He's not even really who he is. So says the Keren Ludov that it was purposely that way. And Hashem wanted it to be that way. That just in case later on the Midas Hadin will be toyin that Klal Yisrael don't deserve bracha, we'll be able to say, Yitzchak was willing to give a bracha to Esav, and he certainly didn't deserve the bracha. Yitzchak didn't even know who he was giving the bracha to. The Zohar HaKadosh actually says in this week's parasha that it was bedavka that bracha should be l'maylam and hadas, like adelo yoda. The bracha was given not al daitoy shel Yitzchak, it was given al daitoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it wasn't, Yitzchak's das was not the right, he thought he was blessing someone else. And really it's Yaakov, but he thought it was Esav, even though later he says, Gam Baruch Yehiyah. So the Hashgacha HaElyona wanted it should be this way, that Yaakov should come to take away the bracha, and Yaakov dresses up like Esav, and Yitzchak thinks he's benching Esav, because Yitzchak does love Esav, and Yitzchak wants, as we mentioned before from Rebbeinu Pramishlana, that even those Jews that don't do the Ratzon Hashem, that they too can have a tikkun, that Hashem loves them too, and it's unconditional love, and that's why he loves Esav, ki tzayit bepiv. So this should be used later on as bait. If chas v'shalom, there's a situation of chatu banecha, whether yimachu al kedushas shemayir or not, so Yitzchak can use the fact that he loved Esav. So that's the bracha that he's giving Yaakov, who's dressed up like Esav, that when there'll become a time that Yaakov looks like Esav, that there are Jews that look like Esav, Haleoch Esav leYaakov. There are Jews that are not, they're not doing exactly the Ratzon Hashem, and especially those that are not doing it lahach, especially those that are tinoikos shenishbu. There's a tikkun for them too. They should also be able to join. They should also be able to come back. They should not chas v'shalom be cut off from Klal Yisrael. The Svarim explained to us, we know that there are four miluim of the Shem Havaya. The Shem Havaya has four miluim. There's four ways to expel the Shem Havaya, the miluim. It's called Absag Ma Ban. There's the miluim of 72, the miluim of 63, the miluim of 45, the miluim of 52. It sounds almost like the Shiurim of Motzei Shabbos. And those are the four miluim of the Shem Havaya, equal to 232. And we're supposed to have that in mind when we say in the bracha of Tekah B'Shoy Fagod L'Chei Ruseinu, which refers to Kibbutz Goliyos, which refers to the ingathering of all of Am Yisrael, Baruch Ato Hashem, Mekabetz Nitchei Amo Yisrael, Mekabetz is Begematria Absag Moban. These four miluim, which is also the gematria of Yehi Or, which is of course Chanukah. When the Pasuk says, Vayehav Yitzchak es Esav Kitzayid Befiv, what does Yitzchak really love? Kitzayit bepiv is Begematria 232. That's Begematria Absag Morban. That's Begematria Mekabetz. That's Begematria Yehi Or. And it's interesting because Vayehav Yitzchak, the two words, Vayehav Yitzchak is the exact same Gematria as Kitzayit bepiv. That's what Yitzchak is loving here. He doesn't love the bear of Esav. He doesn't love that Esav killed and committed adultery and denies the existence of Hashem and all the averus that Chazal say that he did the day that Avram passed away. Vayav Yitzchak, the nitzutze kedusha that are embedded in Esav. Yitzchak loves those Jews that came out of Yaakov that are like Esav. Those Jews that are trapped in the domain of Esav, who for them we need a Chanukah. Vayav Yitzchak as Esav, kitzayit bepiv, Begematria Yehi Or. Yehi Or is Chanukah. That's the first time it says Or in Chumash. The 25th word of Chumash is Or. Yehi. Yehi is 25. Yehi Or. That's Chanukah. Chanukah is the Oiroi Shel Melech HaMoshiach. The Or that is so high, that is so great, that it's able to bring a tikkun even to those neshamas that no other Yom Tov affects them. The Chernobyl, the Ma'arei Naim writes, that which the Gemara says, this is the first piece, as mentioned before, of the Gemara in Shabbos, Neirois psilois ushmanim shamru chachomim ein madlikin behen b'shabbos madlikin behen b'chanukah. He says psilois shmanim are neshamos. Nefesh is Rosh Hatevis. Neir psilos shemem. Neir hash. The pasuk in Mishlei says Neir Hashem nishmas odom. Those neshamos, those wicks that are not ignited on Shabbos. That's how he translates it. Literally, it means those wicks that you're not allowed to use, like a bame madlikin. Which ones yes, which ones not. Chashin and Shemayat and so on. But the pnimiyus dekataych over here is that those neshamas that are not turned on, sort of, as we say, on Shabbos, they are not ignited. Ein madlikin behen b'Shabbos. Madlikin behen b'Chanukah. On Chanukah, they are ignited. Because Chanukah is so powerful that Chanukah can ignite even neshamas that are not affected by Shabbos. We see that today. We see Jews that don't keep Shabbos, but for some reason, they light the Chanukah menorah. There's something about Chanukah, because Chanukah was purposely given for the latter generations. That's why it wasn't revealed till later on. It wasn't necessary till then. Before that, Yom Kippur was enough, and then later Hoshana Rabbah. Who had to wait so long? But later generations that didn't get it, later generations that fell into the trap of Esav, and into the domain of Esav, that Yitzchak loves. So Yitzchak's trying to get them out of their entrapments as well. That's who Yitzchak loves, those doiros that have to come on to Chanukah, those doiros that find themselves in the world of Esav. Vayehav Yitzchak as Esav. There's a love that Esav, that Yitzchak permeates into Esav. That ahava doesn't go to waste. That ahava causes that from Esav comes the Rabbi Akiva and all the Tanoim of Torah Shebaal Peh, which Torah Shebaal Peh is Chanukah. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Torah Shebaal Peh. V'yitein l'chah ha'aleikim. I heard this from the Baba Rebbe Shlita. V'yitein l'chah ha'aleikim, he says, referring to Torah Shabbal Peh. V'yitein, he said, is yitein. V'yachzar v'yitein. That's Torah Shabbal Peh. That's why it's with a vav. Yitein, v'yachzar v'yitein. V'yachzar v'yitein, because there's no limit. It's an increments. There's one ha'isafa after another ha'isafa. And he brings down that which the Zohar HaKadosh says. The Zohar HaKadosh says this in Hakdama to the Tikkuni Zohar, that Torah Shebiksav is Yudkei Vavkei, and Torah Shebaal Peh is Eloikim. Torah Shebiksav is Yemin, and Torah Shebaal Peh is Smoil. Torah Shebiksav is Chesed, and Torah Shebaal Peh is Gevura. We say on the one hand, Miminoi Eish Dos Lomo, Yemin is Chesed, Torah is Chesed Al Shoinoi. And on the other hand, we say, Nituna mi piha gevura. Torah Shebiksav is Chesed, that's Havaya, that's Yemin. Torah Shebaal Peh is Smoil, Eloikim, and Gevura, which is Chanukah, because Chanukah is on the left, and it's the Midah of Hoid, which is Kiyadua. Din, it's on the left side, and that's V'yitein L'choho Eloikim. Yitein V'yachzar V'yitein. That's how the Nes occurred on Chanukah. The Shemen that was found, that was only enough for one day, and then they found more, and then more. Yitain v'yachzar v'yitain, hoysofa after hoysofa. And that's the halachas like Beis Hillel Milon Ba'Kodesh. The Sfarim asked, why did it have to be that way? Why didn't Hashem just make it? They should find a pach that contains enough oil for 8 days. No, the pach contained only for one day. And it looked like after they poured it onto the menorah, it was over. And then and the next day, the same pach, the way some explain it, refilled itself. It refilled itself. There was more oil. And then again, it refilled itself till eight days, according to one opinion, that's what happened. The different opinions, exactly what the Nes was. Was it in the Pach? Was it in the Shem? Was it in the Neiris? We're not going into that right now. But it was in an oifen of Yitain v'yachzah v'yitain. That's Hoysofa. That's Torah Shebaal Peh, which is necessary because of Chait. And Chanukah is the Yomtif that's for the Chaitim, for the Tinoikos Shenishbu. Chanukah is the Yomtif of Pidyon Shavuyim. The Shavuyim, those who are in captivity. Pidyon Shavuyim is Begematria. Mitzivanu lahadlik ner Chanukah. Pada is begematria Chanukah. Chanukah is the yomtiv of pidyon. Chanukah is poida the nefashos ha'ashukos, the nefashos that find themselves trapped in the world of Esav, in the time of Esav, in the place of Esav, in the nefesh of Esav. And it's dafka from Esav that Torah Shebaal Peh emerges, which is the tikkun for those neshamas. And that's where the Yom Tov of Chanukah is situated. So that could be the answer why, when the pasuk starts, Ve'ela told us Yitzchak, says Rashi, Yaakov ve'Esav who amurim beparsha. The Esav is also included, meaning those who look like Esav are also part of it. And Ve'esh Leimer, Esav himself is also part of it. He's a Yisrael mummer, meaning even though he himself he died a Rosh and he did not do tshuva, but from his descendants came great people that were Netutzei Kedusha and Esav, Kitzayet Bepiv. And therefore, that's part of, that's also told us Yitzchak. And that's why Vayav Yitzchak is Esav, Kitzayet Bepiv. And that's why the bracha had to be in such a way that both were included. That it couldn't go straight to Yaakov. It had to be, the intent was Esav, but Yaakov has to be the one to take it and dressed up like Esav, looking like Esav, for those neshamas that look like Esav. And that's why we can understand why the Gemara, when it starts off, as we mentioned before, the first halacha of the Gemara in Shabbos is about those wicks that cannot be used on Shabbos, may be used on Chanukah, meaning that that's what Chanukah is all about. The Gemara is telling you, before you even get into what Chanukah is, you want to know what Chanukah is? It's for those neshamas that Shabbos does not ignite. It's for those neshamas that Yom Kippur has no meaning. It's for those neshamas that Hoshana Rabbah doesn't affect. It's for those neshamas that have to come on to a Yom Tov like Chanukah. The Chanukah has to go into their Rishus in order to get them out. And this is the Chiddush of Chodesh Kislev. Chodesh Kislev, which is coming now, after we went through Tishrei and Mar Cheshvan, if there are still those who didn't get it, if there are still those who weren't misakin themselves, there's a tikkun for them in Chodesh Kislev. In Chodesh Kislev, there's the Chanukah. And that's why Rosh Chodesh Kislev, as mentioned before, is mesugel for tshuva, perhaps even more than all the other Rosh Chodeshim, because it's tshuva that can help even for averus that perhaps do not help all year round. Tshuva for those neshamas that don't have a tikkun in Tishrei or Mar Cheshvan, they now can receive a tikkun with the upcoming Yom Tov of Chanukah. There's no greater bracha than that. Bracha is hoysofa. The Chidah says the only parasha in Chumash that you have all three avos living together at the same time as Parshas Toldos. Parshas Toldos, we have Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov living together for 15 years. Because the Parsha begins, Ve'ela told us Yitzchak, Avraham is still alive. We know Avraham was still alive till Yaakov and Esav reached the age of 15. And that's when they passed away. That's when he passed away. So he passed away so he shouldn't see Esav go off the derech, as Rashi brings. He died 5 years earlier than he was supposed to. He should have lived 180, he lived till 175. So it comes out that in this Parsha, and only in this Parsha, because last week, Parshas Chayesara, we don't have Yaakov yet. And next week, there's no Avram anymore. So this week is the only parsha, because right at the beginning, you have the Levaya of Avram, you have the Adoshim, that was by the Shiva, that's when they're sitting Shiva. So the few psukim before that means that Avram is still alive. Till Vayigdalu Hanaorim, Avram is still alive. So this parsha, this Shabbos, we live with the three others. We have all three, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. For 15 years, they lived together. Imagine what the world was like when all the three others were around at the same time. Can we fathom what that means? When the three of us were living at the same time. It's not like they lived separately in separate generations, although they did span different generations. But for 15 years, they were together. And this Shabbos, we are zeichah to be with all three of them, with Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov together for 15 years. And there is no... No, it's not for 15 years for us. It's for the Shabbos. But it's like as if it's 15 years of having Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov together. This is the only Shabbos where you have that. This Shabbos, which is the most brachos, which bracha is the same letters as bechayra. This is the Shabbos where Yaakov takes away the bechayra from Esav. Beni bechayri Yisrael. As proven, the fact that Yaakov gets the bracha is gam boruch yihi, a boruch is oisiyas bechayra. Because Yaakov really should have been the Bechor. Yaakov was noilat from the first tipa, as Rashi brings down at the beginning of the parasha. Except Esav, at the end, Esav comes out. Yaakov wants to pull him, so he shouldn't get out. That's the Odi Achaz, that's back cave Esav. So this is the Shabbos, this parasha is where Yaakov is recognized as the Bechor. Yaakov takes away the Bechor from Esav, and eventually Yitzchak is maskim, gam baruch yihiyah. And the two go their separate ways. But this parasha is tremendous chizuk for the future generations and for those who fall into the trap of Esav, that they too can have a tikkun. And Esav himself also has a tikkun, because Esav himself, from him comes these neshamas, as mentioned before. That's why Esav's head, or eyes, according to one girsa, is buried in the Maris HaMachpelah. There's a part of Esav that is still holy. There's a part of Esav that's connected to Avraham and to Yitzchak. And that's the Esav that's Amor Beparsha. That's the Esav that Yitzchak loves. Vayav Yitzchak es Esav kitzayed bepiv. So clearly, although Al Pi Pshat, it would seem that Yitzchak doesn't know that Esav was, doesn't know who Esav was. But definitely Al Pi Pnimius, and the way the Hashgacha worked this out, is that Yitzchak loved Esav for a reason. And that's a lesson in Chinuch Bechlal, especially in our generation, where everyone is saying that those, unfortunately, whether we call them OTD or whatever, that are off, or Le'es Ata, temporarily not doing exactly the Ratzon Hashem, have to be loved. They have to be embraced. They have to be accepted. As Rameir Pram Lashlana brings from the Be'er Mayim Chaim, who kept that son in the house and continued to feed him and to give him everything that he needed, and he did not kick him out. Kicking out is not the derech anymore, certainly not in our generation, especially Tinoikis Shanishbu and other issues that bring about these situations. This is the generation of Kiruv, and this is the generation of Limud Schus. Limud Schus, even on conservative and reform Jews, that's correct. Not the conservative movement, but the Jews that belong to the movement. Because those Jews who belong to the movement are Tinoikos Shenishbu, and they don't know any better. And when 11 of them were killed, because they are Jewish, they were killed Al Kiddush Hashem. And they are Kiddushim Utahirim now. And we see that clearly, how so many other Jews, as a result of this massacre, took upon themselves to put on tefillin for the first time. Some want to keep Shabbos. That's a raya that this was an act of Kiddush Hashem. It doesn't matter who they were or their level of religiosity. Vayehav Yitzchak es Esav kitzayed bepiv. These are the neshamas that Yitzchak loved. These are the neshamas that when Yaakov dressed up like Esav, he received the bracha from his father Yitzchak. These are the ones who are amurim beparsha, that have to be included, they have to be niskarev, not chas v'shalom, that we are being niskarev to them, but we are bringing them to us. The Mishnah says, oyheves ves habriyos u'mekarvan la toira. We're mekarev them to the Torah, not the Torah to them, chas v'shalom. We're not condoning any practices or anything that's Hepech HaTorah 100% not. But those who unfortunately are in the wrong place, they find themselves on the left. They're in the wrong shuls, or they're in the wrong place, when it's not their fault that Tinoikush and Ishbu, they, as the Rambam says in Hilchas Mamrim, that they're not the Minim and the Apikorsim. They're the sons, they're the children, they're the Tinoikush and Ishbu, just unfortunately don't know any better, and they have to be drawn to Yiddishkeit. They have to be taught what's right, and not Chas V'Shalom pushed away, or blamed, or spoken about in a negative way, or vilified, which now is not the time to go into that. Greater people have been discussing that in recent days. But certainly, as we see in this parasha, and based on that which it says in all the Svarim HaKadoshim, and especially in our generation, these are the neshamas that have to come on to the Yom Tov of Chanukah. Chanukah is the chizuk for those who still didn't make it after Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Chanukah is the chizuk for those neshamas that are below 10 tefachim, for those neshamas that people have given up on, for those neshamas that people say that there's no hope for them. Chanukah is the tikvah, Chanukah is the hope for those neshamas. And perhaps we could say that Yitzchak, who in a certain way, from all the three avos, the only one that was zoicha that Hashem said Elokei on him, even when he was alive, which means Yetzer Hara posak mimenu completely, as Rashi says, and there's absolutely no havamina that he will ever do a chet. It's clear, even though hein b'kadosh lo yamin, and even the greatest tzaddik, Yochanan Kohen Gadol Shimeish B'Soif Nasa Tzeduki, after 80 years, by Yitzchak, that's not Shaykh. So Yitzchak is already beyond Chet. So Yitzchak is from the greatest. Yitzchak is like the Kohen Gadol. It's interesting that the Nes of Chanukah happened via the greatest of all the Jews, Matis Yol Ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol. So the greatest Jew is the one who gave us the Yom Tov for the lowest Jew. The greatest Jew has the capability to do that. As the Baal Shem Tov writes, says, is quoted as saying, that the greater one is, the less bad he sees in others. The holier one is, the more he's malamed tzchus. As it says Mashiach, as it says in the Truas Chayin, that Mashiach Tzidkeinu will be malamed tzchus on every single year, even a Rosh Gomur. Because he says you have to love a Rosh Gomur like a Tzadik Gomur, as the Baal Shem Tov said. And why? Because someone who has no ra in him doesn't see any ra in anyone else. Kol ha-negoyim adam roya chutz is minigay atzmoy, says the Baal Shem, teaches the Mishnah in the Goyim. That any negoyim that we see in others are really our own. All the negativity that we see in other people are our own character, our own negative character traits. Kol ha-poysel b'mumay poysel. So the greater one is, the more he sees chutz. So the only one really who could bring a tikkun for the lowest neshama has to be the greatest. The greatest neshama who has no ra in him at all is the one who can love even those neshamas that are not on that level, because he doesn't see any ra in them at all. By him, it's all schus. So Chanukah came about through Matis Yohu Kohen Gadol, the greatest of the neshamas. Davke Yitzchak is the one who says to Hashem, V'chi bonai heim v'loi bonecha. Davke Yitzchak is the one who's malamed schus on Klal Yisrael. Dafke Yitzchak v'ayav, Yitzchak is Esav kitzayet bepiv. It doesn't say that Yaakov loved any Rishoyim. It doesn't say that Avraham loved any Rishoyim. Even Yishmael, of whom it says Asher Ohavta, but that was after Yishmael did Shuvah bepashtus. There's no mention that Avraham, doesn't say v'ayehav Avraham es Yishmael. It doesn't say that in the Pasuk. And when he did love him, it seems like it was already after he did Shuvah. By Esav, and only there, that it says v'ayehav Yitzchak es Esav. In the matzav that Esav was, he hadn't done tshuva then. He was not about tshuva even later on. He died in Russia. So that was Yitzchak's chiddush. Because Yitzchak was able to see even in Esav the good, the potential. So this Shabbos, Parshas Toldos, prepares us for the upcoming Yom Tov of Chanukah. V'yitein l'chaha Elokim. Yitain v'yachzor v'yitain. That's Torah Shebaal Peh. That's Chanukah. Yitain v'yachzor v'yitain. Hoysofa after hoysofa. And the nes occurred in such a way that the Pach Shemen was found buried. The Pashtus, it was buried so that we know that it did not become contaminated, as Tosfos brings on the bottom of the Amud there in the Sugya of Chanukah. Otherwise, there would have been Shilas of Tumah. And they were looking for Pach Shemen that was Tohar. But perhaps another reason why it had to be that way, that the Pach Shemen was found buried and hidden and concealed, is because Chanukah is the Yom Tov in which the hidden levels of the Neshama become revealed, the Yechidah Shebenefesh, where you could have a Yid who never ever put on tefillin before, a Yid who doesn't know what Torah and mitzvahs are about, and suddenly he's nisoyer, his pintle Yid wakes up, as many, many Jews had that awakening in the last week and a half. The pintle Yid was awakened. The Yechidah Sheben Nefesh, the Nekudas HaYahadus, that Pach Shemen that every single Jew has in him is buried. By many, it's buried very deep. It has to be revealed. Batku, it says, they looked, they searched. V'loy Matzu El Pach Echad Shel Shemen. That means they looked and they searched and they searched and they finally found it. Every Yid has that Pach Shemen. Sometimes, for some Jews, it's a long and difficult search to find it. But every Yid has that Pach Shel Shemen. And the Yom Tov of Chanukah came about in such a way, Dafka, that they had to go looking for it, and they found it buried and concealed under the ground, and then they found that it was a Yom Tov of revelation, of Gilui. That's what Toldos means. Toldos, children, Toldos means revelation. Leida is revelation. Until the baby is born, it's hidden. Then Leida means revelation, because the Yom Tov of Chanukah is the Yom Tov of revelation. The oil was found. There's now revelation. The Pach Shemen is now available. It's revealed. The Nekudas HaYahadus, the Nitzitz HaNeshama that exists in each and every single Jew came out. That's why we once said, Lamed Vav Neirois Shel Chanukah is Begematria Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya Yechida. All five levels of the Neshama, like on Yom Kippur by Ne'ilah, are revealed. On Chanukah, there's a Gilui of all the levels of the Neshama, because it's a time of revelation. Yehi Or Vayehi Or. And this Yom Tov, we already feel starting, it's already less than 30 days before the Yom Tov. This past Shabbos was Chaf Hei, and tomorrow night's already Rosh Chodesh Kislev, which Rosh Chodesh, the Rosh is Kolel the entire month till the end, which includes the first few days of Chanukah, the majority actually of the days of Chanukah, are already included in Rosh Chodesh Kislev. So the Parsha of Toldos is a Parsha of Chizuk. It's a parasha of chizik that any yid, it doesn't have to be a tinuk shenishba. This could be a yid, a frumi yid, a yid that goes to shul every day, a yid that learns every day, a yid that does what he's supposed to and tries not to do what he's not supposed to. But we all know, ein tzadik baretz asher yaseh tov le'yech, the Chanukah is for us too. Chanukah is not just for tinuk shenishbu. Chanukah is not just for neshamas that have no shaychus to Yiddishkeit. Chanukah is for everyone, from the top down. Chanukah is a Yom Tov that was instituted for the entire Klal Yisrael. Although it's a tikkun for those neshamas, but certainly it's a Yom Tov for everyone. Because everyone can gain something from Chanukah. Everyone can receive a tikkun on the Yom Tov of Chanukah, despite where we're holding. Because everyone needs a tikkun here and there, especially in our generation. May we be zeiche that this Yom Tov of Chanukah be the last Chanukah in Golus, or actually it should be the first Chanukah after the Geula. Chanukah is Oiroi Shel Melech HaMoshiach. Chanukah is actually hinted in the parasha where it talks about the three wells that Yitzchak dug. There was Esek, Sitna, and Rechoyvos. Says the Baal HaTurim, he brings a medrash that Esek was Keneged Golus Bavel, Sitna was Keneged Golus Madai, and Rechoyvos, he says, is Keneged Golus Yavam. Because he says, Yavon, the Yavonim didn't let the Jewish women go to the mikveh. They wanted to be mevatel them from Piri of Eribya. And Hashem made a nes, and they found water. Similar to today, they found oil, they found water. That's an interesting medrash that the Baal HaTurim quotes. I don't know if they know exactly where that medrash is. But he's, according to him, Rechoyvos, that's Keneged, the victory over Yavon. Rechoyvos is his rachvos, is his expansion and relief. On the other hand, the Ramban tells us that the three wells were Keneged, the three Batei Mikdash. So that means Rechoyvos is the Bayis HaShlishi. And the emes is that Chanukah was the Chanukah of the Bayis Sheni, because when the Bayis Sheni was first built, they weren't independent yet. They were still under Persian rule for 34 years, and then 180 years under Greek rule. So they didn't become independent. They weren't Zeichet, the real Cheiris, until the Nes of Chanukah. So it's like during the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, there was like another Beis HaMikdash, because the Beis HaMikdash became Tamei, Timu Kol HaShmanim, Pinu Es HaCholecha, V'Tiar Es Mikdashecha. So the Beis HaMikdash was rejuvenated, was sort of rebuilt. There was another inauguration, and that's Keneged the Bayis HaShlishi, because Chanukah is the Oirei Shel Melech HaMashiach. When Mashiach comes, there'll be Rechoyvos, there'll be expansion, there'll be relief. Min ha-meitzar ka-rosi ka-anoni ba-merchav ka, it will be zeichet to v'hidliku neirois b'chatzres kodshecha, to the hadlokas neirois. of the Beis Hamikdash, in the menorah of the Bayis Hashlishi, may we be zeichet that it be this Hanukkah immediately.